Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
Let's make our way now to KwaZulu-Natal, where the South African civic organization, that's SANCO, is commemorating Human Rights Day with former President Jacob Zuma. Eyewitness News reporter Nhlanhla Mabaso is there for us. Nhlanhla, before I even start talking about today, let's speak about yesterday very quickly. You've driven around Durban, around KZN. Are you seeing any remnants, any leftovers really from the demonstrations yesterday? Is it back to business? Is it business as usual in Durban?
Well, indeed, it's business as usual here in Durban. But of course, one remains in awe of the police presence deployed in various parts. You'd recall on Friday, the provincial government said that security forces would be activated in all parts of the province in every district. But with regards to businesses, they've opened and they're resuming with their operations. But one can tell that today is not a normal day given the public holiday, although it's a very quiet day, but the situation today has remained, you know, very normal.
All right, let's speak about today. Former President Jacob Zuma is expected to be addressing SANCO. Is he there? What has happened thus far there?
No, Peter, he's here under very heightened police presence. I can tell you for a fact that I've attended the former president a lot of events, but today seems to be a different situation with regards to situation. In fact, I'm speaking to you now, Philly. I'm inside a police inyala. It's one of those deployed here ahead of the former president's arrival. He's just arrived alongside one of his daughters. He was warmly received by people, singing and chanting, really showing him love, as you'd recall that he was elected the provincial chairperson of SANCO in that conference, which sat on the 27th and the 28th here in KwaZulu-Natal.
But how does SANCO still explain the presence of former President Jacob Zuma as a chair? Because SANCO National has a very different view. Is that not something that they addressed today at all?
Well, indeed, Siri, that still raises eyebrows as to how does the province continue with its structure. You'd recall it's a former youth Congress chairperson, that's Thulani Gamete, who is now the provincial treasurer with this Zuma tenure in SANCO, the recent one. He's actually, you know, the one who's even on social media maintained that regardless of what National says, they as a province, they claim, Siri, that they held that conference on the 27th and 28th of Jan. They claimed that that conference elected Zuma as their provincial chairperson, and they still claim that their provincial leader is none other but the former president himself.
All right, thank you so much. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, we'll be bringing you more of that story throughout the day, of course, and obviously what former President Jacob Zuma actually says. I think he'll obviously weigh in on the shutdown. I saw videos over the past few days of his son, Duduzani Zuma, speaking about the shutdown. Somebody who seemed to encourage the July unrest in 2021, suddenly saying that he didn't believe that the shutdown now seemed necessary. I'm very sure his father will weigh in on that. What do you expect the former president to say? You can also WhatsApp us or send voice notes. Our number is 072-567-1567. Or 072-702-1702. Here are a few of your voice notes.
Hi, CD. We can only truly measure the success or lack thereof of yesterday's march or so-called shutdown in the future when we see if the demands, their demands, were met. I mean, firstly, they called for the president to step down, and that hasn't happened yet. So we'll only see if the president will yield to their demands. Secondly, they called for an end to load shedding, but that is, you know, the government has already started working on that. So, you know, even if load shedding comes to an end, can we really say it was because of this so-called shutdown? Thanks, Farai.
Good afternoon, Cape Talk team and listeners. I just want to mention something short and sweet. Human right means that each individual should be treated with respect, dignity, and equity. Always a great show, Bradley.
Good day, midday team. 702, I think I want to congratulate EFF. ANC did not see it coming that they were forced to deliver service. It was a serious litmus test for the ANC, and we have proven that we can govern the country, and we have proven that the resources are there. We have proven that feet on the ground are there. So big up to EFF. What is critical that now is that the South Africans should demand all of these services, and it is clear that we can have electricity without interruption. So we must demand this as ANC, as a country. EFF has just proven that.
Good afternoon, Tsidi. I'm listening to Ramaphosa delivering his speech. He's like, he doesn't want to. He feels tired. Yeah, no. Maybe he's tired of telling people lies. Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's tired of telling people lies. Because it's just lying, telling people lies. But come 2024, we'll show him the truth.
Thank you so much for your voice notes. Tired of telling people lies, you say. I think there is an issue around demand. South Africans are realizing that they should be demanding more of their government. I also can't get over the pictures that we saw where law enforcement was coordinating the way that it actually should be doing every single day. So I understand the issue of demand. The president being tired, if you listen to my political analysis on any given day, on any of these shows, I say we have a reluctant president. And honestly, if you don't want to serve us, you should not be serving us at all. But again, 2024, South Africans, if you are happy with the status quo, then continue. If you're not, then you know what you need to do. I want to take you back to Human Rights Day commemorations that are happening in the Northern Cape.